Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Good morning. Welcome into the show. And hopefully you can take advantage of some of the free stuff everybody's giving away today to ease the pain of the fact that it is time to pay Uncle Sam. Time to pay your uncle today.
Krispy Kreme is what we're watching play on Fox 2 behind us. Mm-hmm. And the anthem for America is Make America Fatter. I mean, seriously. Why is it always like the Krispy Kremes, the fast food restaurants that are offering free food whenever there's something like this, like tax day?
I don't know. Because it's comfort food, maybe? You need comfort on a day like this when you know you're turning over a portion of whatever you worked hard to earn last year to the federal government. Now, most of us have already paid. Carl's... fact earlier during Real or Fake was that 100 million people have already filed their tax return.
Yeah, and there are 330 million people, and you think some people
not
pay
all of them
taxes.
Work. Yeah.
Or work.
Right.
And so let's say about half already did.
I mean, I'm not surprised. I think most people wait, and I used to be one of them, like I said, until my husband, who's a CPA, does the taxes for us. I would absolutely be that person who was up until the last, like, 20 minutes before the deadline. I'm like, I got to submit this. And I got money back. I hated doing taxes.
Right. People put it off. It's like pulling teeth. You got to save receipts if you're itemizing. I mean, the nicest thing maybe Trump did for us is that you get such a big personal deduction these days, you'd have to itemize a lot for the most part to take advantage of that. So that's a good thing. Carl's like, I do.
When did you guys submit your taxes?
Saturday.
A week ago.
No, well, I waited, right? My wife had to get all her work stuff together, and I called them a month and a half ago and said, hey, I need to come in and do my taxes. They're like, let's see. The earliest I can get you in is Saturday the 13th. And I'm like, well, that's cutting it close, but at least it's under the wire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get a little bit of money back. So that's a good
thing.
I turned
it in on the 25th of March.
Look at you, Carl Middleman. You are stellar.
But
you get a gold star.
You must be getting a return, though.
I am.
Yeah. So
you
you're anxious to do that. You're going to turn it in earlier if you're getting some cash back.
But I have to stop by City Hall and turn in the city crap right now. Today.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
I can't wait till all those people who had to pay the 1% earnings tax under COVID rules are going to start getting some of that money back, because that lawsuit's still working its way through the courts. They're going to win, and they're going to have to give because the law was pretty clear. When I worked as a reporter at Channel 4 years ago, I would file for 50% of that tax back routinely and get it. City would cut me a check.
Excuse me, what? I didn't know that.
If you, up until COVID, when they tried to change the rules, if you could prove that some portion of your workday was spent outside of the city limits, you could apply for a refund, and the city would write you a check for 30, 40, 50%, whatever you could prove your work was outside of the city.
We're going to talk during commercial break. I have more questions.
He was a reporter, though.
Yeah.
I was a reporter.
When I was an anchor,
you're
I couldn't.
Physically here, though.
When I was
not during COVID.
Right.
Why would that not apply during COVID? We were partially furloughed. I was barely at the station. We weren't allowed there because of the crazy, COVID.
But the tax collector changed the rules and suddenly said, oh, this doesn't apply now that everybody's working from home. It only applied before. Well, you can't do that in the middle of the game. The city didn't change anything, as I'm sure our friend Beavis Shock, who's been involved in that suit, could explain.
Call him.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't change it by ordinance. He just suddenly decided he was having a change in policy, and he sent out a letter to all the businesses in town telling them, don't sign off on any requests for refunds for your employees. This radio station got one. They got a letter asking them not to sign off on any refund letter, any refund attempt, because they knew they were going to be bleeding tax money, and they suddenly didn't want to do that.
But just a heads up, if you work in the city, not all employers take that 1% out of your paycheck. KMOV did not do that, and I learned the lesson the hard way.
Really?
Yes, they did not take it out of my paycheck.
They must have stopped doing that. You have to pay 1%.
With a lot more on, because it's, yeah, I won't get into it.
Interesting. All right. Good reason. Another good reason you walked away from that.
Thank you for stirring up my emotions this morning, you guys.
You bet.
Tax day is always fun.
That's what we're good at. Absolutely. Hey, coming up, we're going to get to Jesse Jane Duff in a few minutes. Tom Ackerman at the bottom of the hour to talk a little bit more about the Blues season coming to a less than stellar end. But first, I want to get to the shortlist, Carl, please.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
Overturning Roe, just the opening act of a larger strategy to take women's rights and freedoms.
Yep, Donald Trump did this. It's all Donald Trump's fault. Kamala Harris there talking about the Arizona abortion ban, claims that Donald Trump has robbed women of the freedom to terminate their children.
We understand you're exercising a right to free speech. Okay, you go to Gaza right now and you chant death to Hamas. See how many seconds you live.
Yeah, let us know how that works out for you. And what Pierce is talking there is about these crazy left-wing groups with rainbow flags who are protesting on the part of Hamas, who would kill them if they saw them.
Mr. President, what is your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't.
Well, that didn't go as exactly as he had hoped. That was him warning Iran not to fire the missiles. They did anyway. Now he's warning Israel not to fight back. What do you think is going to happen next?
My advice to the president today, for what it's worth, Mr. President, don't. Stop it. Support Israel. With respect, go to Amazon and buy a spine online.
You probably could get you a spine online.
Maybe it's a special deal for tax day.
Maybe it's
50%
just
off spines.
Back support of some sort that Joe could use.
He needs more than that.
John Kennedy there with the bite of the day. Go on there to Amazon and buy yourself a spine. His point was a valid one, and it's the same one that the crown prince in exile from Iran made. There's no respect at all. This kind of stance against Israel, or not against Israel, although he's been against Israel, Joe Biden has. This kind of stance against the people running Iran just emboldens them. And it's driving a lot of people in D.C. crazy about how this is being handled, and I can't blame them.
And in the past 60 days, we have seen President Biden go wobbly in his support of Israel. And today, the White House has already leaked to the press early this morning that they're not going to participate in an Israeli response to what Iran just did. Let me say it again. More sheep is not going to solve the wolf problem. My advice to the president today, for what it's worth, Mr. President, don't. Stop it. Support Israel. With respect, go to Amazon and buy a spine online. Peace through weakness never works, not with these hard men.
Yeah.
Some truth being spoken right there. Of course, if you listen to the Gordon Deal Show, it precedes our show in the morning from 4 to 5. They had a reporter on there this morning talking about the fact that, well, the president's walking a thin line here between his progressives who don't want to support Israel because they don't like the civilian death toll in Gaza, whatever it is. You can't trust the Hamas numbers.
Right.
His support for Israel, he's walking a thin line. Hogwash. He's reversed 75 years of U.S. foreign policy by not backing our friends in Israel. And There's no other way to look at it. He's weak on this issue at a time when we're facing people who have no respect for weak people. And it's just going to get worse from here, I'm afraid. Coming up, we're going to talk to Jesse Jane Duff, get her take on the fact that the media is crowing this morning. Their lead story, the first criminal trial in the nation for a former president. They've been waiting for this for 6 years now, and it's about to happen today. We'll talk to Jesse Jane in just a minute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
A great situation we had, and now we have the worst ever. I don't believe in the history of the world there's been a border like this. But we probably have 15 million people, and they come from places that you don't want to know about, and they're going to be big problems, and it's getting worse. It's migrant crime. It's a new category of crime, migrant crime. And I'm just demanding, as a citizen, I demand the border has to be closed. Our country cannot take it. No country could take it. It's not sustainable by any country.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff, instead of out talking about important things like that, President Donald Trump is going to find himself in a courtroom 4 days a week for the foreseeable future in New York. What a shame.
Oh, it's shocking. It's unbelievable this is where we are. But I will dare say that his campaign and he himself will turn this to his advantage. He's going to get unlimited press coverage. He's going to be able to expose this ridiculous case. Not only that, they're going to show that Michael Cohen perjured himself multiple times. We're not talking about a man who was honest and forthright with Congress, let alone in his own testimony during the previous hearings. With that, I despise how even my own network calls it hush money. There was never any money paid by Donald Trump to Stormy Daniels. It was paid to Michael Cohen for his legal fees. It was Michael Cohen's initiative to pay her. And in fact, Kellyanne Conway, who I do know, testified under oath that they never even knew about her till they got into the White House. And it was Cohen's initiative that he thought, let me pay this woman off to disperse any problems. I will tell you, did he not know who his boss is? His boss is not somebody to doggone pay off anybody if he's being falsely accused of anything.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, I pointed out this morning to Hans from Heritage that Bill Clinton paid Paula Jones $750,000 to go away. I mean, if that's not hush, that was back in 98, but if that's hush money, we're talking about $130,000. I mean, if she had anything on him, she would have demanded a lot more than $130,000.
Of course, absolutely. And again, this is also what's known as a nuisance complaint. This shouldn't even be going to the federal level in which it has. So let's say hypothetically that was the actual charges that were legitimate. It still doesn't belong in a courtroom of this magnitude or of this level. This is ridiculous. It's absurd. Meanwhile, Donald Trump will, and I guarantee he will be presenting his case forthright. But be prepared. Buckle up. It's a New York jury. And we speculate that he is just simply going to be swallowing this horribly. And the state will end up doing exactly what they did with the other case concerning his real estate. They will make him post so that he can appeal it. which is a massive amount of money again. Their whole goal isn't necessarily to win, but to drip, drip, drip his finances, cause this never-ending pain, basically death by a thousand cuts. But what they don't understand is this guy has the mastery of being able to heal literally overnight, and they're not going to get him with these paper cuts. He is, in fact, gaining more support because people know the absurdity of the situation.
That's what I wondered. If there's a conviction, do we think that he's going to get some of the independents to actually vote for him? Kind of like when he was indicted, he would raise more money, and I feel like his support grew. Or do you see this hurting him in any way?
No, the people that don't like Donald Trump, this isn't going to make or break their decisions on whether they like him or not. He is going to actually garner more and more support. He has garnered a lot of support from communities that they know that they have been marginalized by law enforcement. So let me point out something. Chris Christie used to brag about how he had like a 98% conviction rate. The more I've learned about how the legal system works, particularly through these cases with Donald Trump, you know why sometimes they have a 98% prosecution rate? Because people can't afford to defend themselves and stay in court and fight, and they settle. They settle and settle and settle so that they can get on with their life in some way, shape, or form. It doesn't mean that they had actually committed what they have been alleged to, but the cards are so stacked up against them with the endless funds that these prosecutors can go forward with. I had a friend of mine who went to federal prison, and I sat there in that courtroom, and it was a sham of a case, and they just could not fight the system. And it was so difficult to watch her go off to the Martha Stewart prison, where I drove off to visit her, and I was just stunned at how aggressive they are. Those prosecutors, if they decide the mark is on your head, they will find a way. And we've heard reports of that with the FBI setting people up, that they know that they can just put somebody in a perception of guilt among their peers, so to speak. Who's Donald Trump's peer on this doggone jury? Who are his peers? Yes. Give me a break. There won't be any peers.
It's a good point. Jesse Jane, thank you as always. Have a great week.
All right. Yeah, take the hill, motivators. It's going to be a long week. Joe Biden doesn't even know what country got attacked this weekend.
That's probably the truth. That is the truth. Coming up, Tommy Ackerman on the Blues end of their season. We'll be back in just a minute.
Sitting around with my buddies this morning, I was a bit overwhelmed because I told them, I was like, I wish that I didn't want to win as badly as I did, or as badly as I do. I think it would make the mornings easier, but I love winning. I hate losing. I really do. And when you're here in the biggest moments, when I'm sitting there with the lead on Sunday, I really, really want to win badly. And my buddies told me this morning, you know, my victory was secure on the cross. And that's a pretty special feeling, to know that I'm secure for forever. And it doesn't matter, you know, whether or not I win this tournament or if I lose this tournament, you know, my identity is secure for forever.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom, Scotty Scheffler sounds much more wise than his 28 years, doesn't he?
Doesn't that sound great?
Yeah.
And it has to provide him, his faith, giving him such peace of mind. And he was playing, knowing that his wife, Meredith, is going to go into labor at any moment.
Wow.
And had said publicly that when that happens, I am out of here. I'm leaving in the middle of the round. Even if I'm leading the Masters, I'm out.
I love that. I respect him so much for saying that. Putting family first.
Way more important. And he's won the Masters. There will be more Masters ahead for him. There's only one first child born. And
it's true.
What a special thing. So I was watching it yesterday with my daughter, and I said, Scotty Scheffler is running away with the Masters here. And she goes, not if his wife goes into labor.
Because you would,
like, you're right.
You would basically, your score wouldn't count if you didn't finish the round, right?
Yeah. She said, what would it be? Could you just keep the score? I'm like, no. I mean, he leaves before 18. It's WD.
Can you imagine if it was like the 14th hole? And she goes into labor, like, right there.
He would have to be a little bit torn at that point, right?
I don't know.
Because labor takes a while. Like, if you know she's in labor, you've got at least probably 8 or 10 hours.
At least. If it's your first, you have, like, 20 hours or something.
I guess so.
Come on, bank the cash, Scotty.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of cash. He's going to have a lot of cash, you know? So it's what a great tournament. Someday I will go to it. I've been putting it off for years and years. I know that at some point I will, and the longer this goes, the more I think I need to be there. But, you know, it's a great tournament. I love watching it on TV. It's incredible television. I will miss Vern Lundquist calling in the 16th hole. He's incredible. Jim Nance, who I love. I think the CBS telecast is a big part of the experience. They do a wonderful job. But, you know, the best players in the world playing the best golf course in the world. It is the world's finest golf course, and it's great television, and I enjoy it as much as I can soak it in. I also listen to it on radio. So it's a good weekend. It inspires me to get the clubs out of the garage and go play.
Yep.
And I will do that very thing. I haven't played yet. I'm looking forward to it.
And poor Tiger. I mean, finished, I guess he had the worst day that he's had in a long time.
True, although, you know, he actually felt good because he got the ovation from the crowd. And it is an accomplishment after all that he has been through with his multiple surgeries that he made the cut and he set a record for most consecutive cuts made. And the fact that he played 4 days of golf in a major championship probably tells him that he can do this. Augusta is a punishing golf course, not only difficulty, but the undulation and the elevation. It's difficult to navigate when you're walking. So now he goes, Valhalla is a beast too in Louisville, but he goes there to the PGA Championship most likely, plays in the Open Championship and in the U.S. Open. So there will be majors ahead for him, and we get to see Tiger Woods play them. I don't know how much longer he will, but he will.
Yeah. Maybe he's just trying to hold on till his son joins him in the PGA, like LeBron.
Charlie, yeah. Charlie was giving him pointers yesterday. And, you know, I like the fact that he shot not a bad round yesterday, actually.
No,
Tiger, I think, was 5 over yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's not too bad out there. But, yeah, he struggled. You could see he looked pretty tired at the end of
I said the
hole
other day,
72.
If I ever shot in the mid-80s, I would just quit right then because I would know I'd never get any better than that. And he shot in the mid-80s, and it was the first worst round he's had in 20 years, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Come on. It's incredible.
My best round was at Forest Park, and it was one of those days where so I'm like if I break 90, I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
You know, I'm that kind of a golfer. I'm like a 18 handicap at best probably. So I'm playing Forest Park, and I could do no wrong. And I'm drinking a few beers. I'm loose. I'm having fun. And I shot 79.
Wow.
And my daughter knows that. So she was looking at the score. She goes, Dad, I mean, you shot better than Tiger. She goes, so you could play and you could shoot better than Tiger today. I'm like, well, here's the thing. It's a little different of a golf course and situation.
Forest Park, same as some of these other courses.
That. I appreciate that, honey. I appreciate it. But she did, she thought that was pretty impressive. She thought
did.
I should be in the Masters.
That
field.
Is impressive. Yeah, that's a great round.
Yeah,
doubt about it.
I appreciate it.
It's good. Kim,
lucky. I haven't come close to that since.
Are you about out of time here, Tommy? How much time you
got? I got a few minutes. Yeah.
What was your lead sports story this morning at the top of the show?
The Blues are not in the playoffs for the second straight season.
That was your lead?
Well, the Cardinals were the lead, but then I said that, but then Carl made sure that I added that they won yesterday.
It is true. I mean, it's a true statement.
But she left out the fact that they won yesterday.
Because the big story everyone's talking about is that, unfortunately, the Blues are out.
Yeah, they got knocked out earlier in the weekend, and yesterday was just sort of, you know, home finale and something for the fans. And then they gave them a little something. And actually, a lot of players on the Blues are playing for something, playing on the team next year.
Yeah.
So there is a lot to play for. A trio of wins for our local teams. Battlehawks won, Blues won, City won. Cardinals did not hold up their end of the bargain. They got shut out for the first time. But it was a good sports day. I mean, you could not get enough sports yesterday. Masters, all four of our teams playing. Really, really fun.
Yeah. And tonight's, I can't believe it, but in my headlines for sports, it was Caitlin Clark, WNBA, the draft tonight. And I feel like people will watch it more this year than they ever have before, right?
There won't be a lot of drama.
They should.
No, because we all know she's going to go to Indiana, right?
Did you see her? Yeah, she's going to go to the Indiana Fever. Did you see her on Saturday Night Live?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So good. So good. Michael Che, who has been teasing in women's basketball and poking fun, and then she shows up and just roasts him. It was awesome.
She did roast him.
Really good stuff. I love the women's game. Last night we had our team party, my 7th grade girls, you know, and I'm listening to them chat about basketball, and they're all watching Caitlin, and they're watching hoops, and they're drawing up plays, and I mean, it's awesome. I just love the fact that she and others have opened the door to these girls to wonder and dream. Maybe I'll be the next one.
And Caitlin said that on SNL. She gave a shout out to Lisa Leslie and a lot of the folks that came before her in the WNBA who opened the door for her, she said.
So, I thought that was very classy on her part. And, you know, for her to just move forward and don't worry about any noise surrounding you and just be great. And she is. She is going to be a great one. And she already is. But in the professional world, and, man, to live in Indianapolis and to have Caitlin Clark in your community for the next 10 years probably is awesome. And, by the way, it's 3.5-hour drive from here.
I just hope that her teammates, if she goes to Indiana, support her and lift her up and encourage her instead of chewing her up and spitting her out. Because I feel like some of these women in the WNBA are like, wait until you get here with the big leagues and we're professionals and yada, yada, yada. I'm like, come on. Like, be mature about this. Lift up another woman who's excelled in your sport.
If I were her, I'd take that as a challenge and say, okay, you don't think I'm any good?
I'll show you. Yep.
We'll see about that. But, yeah, unfortunately, the world of sports is rough. It can get nasty and it's highly competitive. And, you know, she enters that world now of professional sports, but she's certainly carried herself well at the college level. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's just great for the game. It's great for sports. And hopefully the WNBA, which I think has been lost in the sports world here over the last several years, gets the proper network support, resources, great broadcasters.
Salaries start going up.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that would be the best thing for sports, just to have another league flourishing like that. And she'll be partly responsible for that.
Agreed. Tom Ackerman, thank you.
Good to visit with you guys. Thank you.
Great having you in. Yes. Yeah. Tom Ackerman there, headed back down to down the hall to KMOX. So we appreciate that. Thank you. All right. Coming up. So there was a failed bank robbery in Ohio that the guy now claims it was all a misunderstanding, and maybe you'll understand when we tell you the story. We'll be right back.
So yeah, you're going to politics, though I'm asking you about right and wrong. You think you're comfortable with the idea of supporting someone who's convicted of a federal crime as president?
No, I don't think any American is comfortable with any of this. They don't like any of this, of course. But I mean, when it comes to actually looking at each of these trials, as they kind of take place, whether it's this year or next year, as they kind of line up, the right now this is about an election, right? This is about politics. That's what people are judging this on. And the ultimate decision will be in November to see where people are. But for months and even over a year, we've heard that these are the things that are going to bring Donald Trump down. It's not. And to think that the American public is going to be massively swayed by this politically or otherwise, that's not going to happen.
I'm asking you're going to be
Trump
swayed
has,
by it. You're a governor. No. You're an elected official. I'm asking whether you're going to be swayed by it.
Yeah. Look, nobody should be shocked that the Republican governor is supporting the Republican president.
Well, yeah, you're going.
Yeah. John Sununu. That was John Sununu, who spent months railing on Donald Trump and is now on ABC defending him and critical of these lawsuits. What's he looking for?
Yeah.
Right?
It's not like Trump would ever give him a position.
No. But now he has endorsed Trump, and he's all on board now, right? So I don't know. I'm just saying. I just wanted to point that out. That Sununu has changed his tune a little bit. Hopefully, more of them will for sure. Because I thought he was a never Trumper, for sure. So what did the bank robber do? You sent me this story yesterday. I thought that was pretty fascinating.
This was a bank robber in Sandusky, Ohio. Goes into a bank. And the detail I haven't told you yet is this guy is an illegal who doesn't speak any English. So he doesn't know how to say, put the money in the bag. So he turns to a translator app on his phone. And surveillance video shows the guy turning his cell phone around and showing the teller to say, put the money in the bag with the app.
So now they've caught him, and he's blaming the app for it?
He's like, I wasn't trying to rob the bank. They're like, sir, you don't even have an account with the bank. Why would you be there asking to have them put the money in the bag? Of course, he couldn't say that in English, but they had a guy on the police force who was able to translate back and forth. This guy's from Venezuela.
Maybe he identified as a bank customer.
Maybe he identified as a legal American.
Yeah.
And who's anybody to say that he's not?
Like, if you identified as a millionaire and you went to the bank and tried to take your money out, do you think they'd go along with that?
They should.
Hmm.
That would be discriminatory if they didn't, right?
That might be a thought.
Why don't we try that?
We should. It's sudden payday all of a sudden, huh? That's how you do it. It is tax day, after all. You may need the money to pay your taxes. if you've waited until today, there's a really good chance you probably do owe money or you wouldn't have waited so long. Just my guess. Anyway, good luck with that. And have a great day. Brian Kilmeade is up next. I know they'll be covering the trial that starts today in New York City with Alvin Bragg and Donald Trump sitting there staring at them while they select a jury. How about that? We'll get to all that and more for you. Cover it all tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. We'll see you then.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.